Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about wellness, and in particular, mental health and wellness in the workplace. While there definitely has been an increased focus on wellness and well-being in the workplace in the last 10 or so years, most of that focus has been on the physical dimensions of wellness, with programs and tools designed to help employees get more physically active, to quit smoking, to get a handle on better ways to manage long-term and often preventable health risks. But less attention, it seems to me anyway, has been paid to other aspects of wellness and well-being, and in particular, mental health. And mental health and how employee mental health impacts people and the organization is a huge deal. I mean huge. According to some data from the Depression Center from the University of Michigan, depressive illnesses, including major depression and bipolar disorder, are highly prevalent in the United States, affecting nearly 1 in 5 adults at some point in their life. These conditions are also among the top 5 causes of disability globally, and depression ranks as the number 1 contributor to disability in the U.S. and Canada. An estimated 6.7% of adults in the U.S. had at least one major depressive episode in the past year. Depression is one of the most costly health conditions for American employers. The annual cost of depression in the United States is estimated at $210.5 billion, with approximately 45% attributable to direct costs, 5% to suicide-related costs, and 50% to workplace costs. A majority of these workplace costs are due to lost productivity in the workplace from both absenteeism and presenteeism, basically reduced productivity at work. Presenteeism represents nearly 75% of workplace costs and 37% of the overall economic burden of depression. And that is just one set of data points from one source on the significant impact the mental health challenges of depression in particular makes on organizations, not to mention the personal and family impact depression has on people, families, and communities. So it makes sense that organizations are and should be addressing mental health and depression as just as important a dimension of employee wellness, with as much focus as they have had with physical wellness. And at least one organization, maybe one you wouldn't think would have to worry about the mental health of its workforce, is doing just that. The organization I'm referring to is the National Basketball Association. Yeah, the NBA. From a recent piece on the NBA.com website, Kevin Love and DeMar DeRozan, two all-star players, became the latest NBA players to detail their public battles with mental wellness. Love wrote a first-person account recently in the Players' Tribune of a panic attack he suffered earlier this season. And DeRozan also spoke recently of the depression he's dealing with during what has been his most successful NBA season. Their disclosures came as the NBA and the National Basketball Players Association were close to naming a new title, a Director of Mental Health and Wellness, will run an independent mental wellness program that is being jointly funded by the league and the players' union. It might seem surprising that NBA players, who are generally young, wealthy, successful, admired, and in great physical health, would be affected by mental health issues like panic attacks and depression. But the fact that we can have that kind of a reaction, gee, what do these guys have to be depressed about? Reminds us that it is too easy to fail to take mental health issues seriously or to want to treat them as not real issues for employees because we just can't see them. And I'm pretty sure that it's going to change, or it will have to change, as these issues become more common in the U.S. and by extension in the workplace. The National Institute of Health, National Institute of Mental Health, estimates that in 2016, more than 44 million Americans suffered from some form of mental illness, ranging from mild to moderate to severe, and impacted more than 18% of all U.S. adults. As an NBA fan, I like that the league is doing more to actively recognize, address, support, and mostly not to hide from the mental health challenges that players are facing. Even if we think these don't or shouldn't exist, the accounts of Kevin Love, DeMar DeRozan, and others show us the problems are real. And with the data showing that mental health issues and illnesses are growing at a consistent rate, it makes sense for organizations to think about this job title moving forward, the Director of Mental Health and Wellness. The NBA is thinking about it. Maybe your organization should too. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, please visit www.h3hr.com.